USA Radio News.
Key witnesses have renewed their definitive statements, saying that they did not see any of the sexual misconduct that a few women say they suffered at the hands of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. We're also hearing the FBI is coming close to completing their investigation. Now, regarding that FBI investigation, today President Trump was asked about it in the Rose Garden.
They started on Friday. They worked all weekend. They've gone late into the evenings. The FBI is really working hard, and they're putting in a lot of hours. So hopefully they can come up with what everybody's looking for. But no, I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
Busy day for the president as he also presented the Congressional Medal of Honor to Staff Sergeant Ronald Schur at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, The Company Store.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
The U.S. has a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
During an event in the Rose Garden, President Trump says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will create jobs while opening markets to U.S. farmers and manufacturers.
Throughout the campaign, I promised to renegotiate NAFTA, and today we have kept that promise. But for 25 years as a civilian, as a businessman, I used to say, how could anybody have signed a deal like NAFTA?
Congress will still need to sign off on the new trade deal, and that might not happen till next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI is in Allentown, Pennsylvania, searching for clues after a car exploded, leaving three dead on Saturday night. This eyewitness heard the explosion Saturday night.
I just heard the explosion, a big explosion, like, it scared me, it startled me. When I look out the window, I seen fire and everything behind the trees.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Las Vegas Strip will be dark on Monday night to honor the 58 people killed and more than 800 injured during a mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The marquees along the Strip will go dark at 10:01 p.m. local time. Kaya Jones is a musician, and she was playing at Harvest Fest 1 year ago. She's also a Las Vegas native. She talks about what she's been going through.
I think all of us have survivor's guilt. A little over an hour and a half before the shooting started, I was on stage. John, Kenny, DJ Silver, you know, any of us could have been shot at any time. So there's a survivor's guilt within that. And then there's 800 people that were wounded. That's not just shot, that's also trampled from trying to flee the stage area and the festival.
Jones also discussed how the music industry stepped up in a big way after the tragedy.
Music industry right away, the Grammy Association right away reached out to me as I'm a voting member of the Academy and asked if I would like any therapy whatsoever, that they were there for me. They did the same for Al Dean and Jake and John Rich as well. So the music community has been very warm and welcoming and trying to understand. But as a community, as the city of Las Vegas, we are coming together stronger than ever. We have proven just as within each other's community of coming and discussing what we think happened, what we know and what we don't know. And so that's the biggest thing I want to stress, is that we do want answers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.